Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are on the verge of the new moon in Gemini. And after everything we've been through this year in 2023, this Gemini new moon not only is intense and powerful, but it's going to bring in new energies and new ideas for all of us to have our own new beginnings. It's almost like house cleaning. I have a surprise for you. The second half of the show is going to bring you some energy and messages from the other side of the galaxy. I'm so excited about it. So be sure you listen to everything tonight. So let's begin with our new moon information. Tomorrow's full moon in Gemini brings in more intensity. We're in the last degrees of Capricorn until late January, and also in the energies of the breakdown of the old, which is the full moon, and the dawning of the new, which is the new moon. Throughout 2023, we have been allowed to see things that we do not want to keep repeating, both our personal lives and in the world, especially with world governments. The old tactics do not work anymore, that's for sure. The new moon in Scorpio on November 13th began a new moon series of moons at 20 and 21 degrees of their signs, and it will be from Scorpio through Pisces. So if your sun, rising sign, or any other planets in your birth chart have that degree of 19 through 22, this time it's Gemini, then you will be having some new beginnings, which can be very exciting. I'm sorry, Scorpio. At the same time, we will be having five full moons at 5 degrees of their sign. That's tomorrow's full moon. Beginning tomorrow with Gemini all the way through to Libra. These people will have a greater sense of completions, endings, culminations before the new beginning starts up for them. There will be great intensity, vitality, fast-moving events in these energy days. Also, Mars is in Scorpio and has been moving right along with the Sun, causing warlike aggressive energies. And it's very powerful in its ancient home sign of Scorpio. This energy is linked to hot, explosive, shocking, and very sudden events. We certainly have seen a lot of that going on over in the Middle East. It's very much bringing in earthquakes, all kinds of cyber attacks, anything secretive. Be very aware around this very powerful new moon because it's strong right through November 24th, which was Black Friday. and it will be digging up secrets as it passes through Scorpio. Moving on, it moves into Sagittarius on the 25th and opposes the new moon at 5 degrees Sagittarius on the 3rd and 4th of December, when what it finds will be brought to the surface. The secrets are spilling out now, pretty widely. Now, I'm going to share one with you, because I feel like I won't go to jail if I share one with you. There's so many things going on. But here's what's going on with Harry and Meghan. It has come to light that Meghan Markle used to be a companion of Jeffrey Epstein. She knew Andrew before she met Harry. That's one thing. The second thing is she had a hysterectomy at 28, which her father has brought forth proof. So there are no children. They could have had surrogate children, but Meghan did not have any children. The second thing I want to tell you is very sad. She has been named, supposedly, on a list of 10 girls that Epstein wrote down before he went to prison as the main 10 girls that were very close to him and helped him bring in younger women to become the sex slaves. Meghan is a part of that. They know that she helped at least 5 girls, and one has been proven. I know that they just put their house on the market. I think Harry has found out and has totally lost it. So, of course, we need to give them all prayers. But this is the type of thing that's going to be coming to the surface all over the world. All of this is the inevitable part of the ending of the old order. The intense energy brings in reactivity, high reactivity, sparks, feisty words. So take that deep breath before you react. Just take that deep breath. This will be heightened energy, excitability, and vitality. So you will need to be mindful of your words and actions. Mercury, strong, is bringing in upsets. And vitality, that's Mars. So Mercury does the emotions and Mars brings in the hardness of the action. There will be issues around freedom, truth, sovereignty, justice, fairness, and social inclusion. We all have to stand very strong in our sovereignty at this time. In fact, we are given great help with this by the North Node being in Aries, conjuncting Eris. And what that means is that the North Node, our collective future, is taking in the colors and the energy for our soul path. Our growth is very much linked to these energies. Sovereignty, truth, justice. The North Node remains in Aries until January of 2025. So we will be standing in our truth, independence, our sense of individual power. This energy will increase through 2024. Remember, Eros is the sister of Mars. She's a warrior energy. She is relentless and uncompromising until she gets to her goal of truth and freedom, which is something I'm sure that we all want. I have been speaking about the big T-square between Pluto and the nodal axis. This will begin to ease off a bit in December and will dissolve as we go into 2024. This year of 2023 has been a very big year of choice. And I think we all have made our choices as to whether we're living in fear or love, whether we're victims or co-creators. These are the different ends of the nodal axis. This will very much determine your timeline, your life path going forward. Nobody forces you onto any spiritual path or timeline. This is entirely an internal process. You self-select this depending on your frequency. This is important for you as individuals as well as for the collective energy. And that's really true. The exciting part is that in the second half of this, you're going to hear about what's coming in to help you keep your frequency up there. The full moon is in Gemini, which will bring you all kinds of choices. This will ease off as we enter next year. Take your choice. Make your move now. The timing couldn't be more important. Take a chance. Be the fool. Jump off the cliff and know that you'll be caught by the angels. This sharp Scorpio energy is a tremendous focus for you and gives you determination. If you have a project and really drill down with concentration, terrific results could be yours. This is primal energy, root chakra, and very deep along with the high reactivity. The energy is very strong. The Mars energy, the Scorpio energy, plus the Uranus energy, the Taurus energy, which is also the energy of awakening. Now, these urges are very strong, so please be mindful. Take that breath before you say anything. Just take that breath. The energy will propel you into high energy situations. Really trying to beam in peace out to the world. We really need a world focused on love and peace. And we are all a part of that. Every single one of us in our consciousness contributes to what unfolds in the collective. It's been our fear and our polarity that has contributed collectively to what has produced some terrible events out in the world. Now, maybe saying that is going to make me very unpopular. I don't know whether I'm popular or unpopular. I just know that I'm telling you what the energies are. But unless we get a grip on our vibrations and frequency, we're going to keep going around and around, around and around. We have some things to help us now, some very different ingredients in terms of our evolution. We have new light rays, new solar flares, new higher information coming in from other galaxies. We have the Ark of the Covenant that showed up in March. We have the galactic ray that's coming from the other side of our galaxy. And we have the new spiritual chakras. I'm reminding you, I wrote that book in 2014, and you can get it on Amazon.com. And if you're really determined on getting through all this and keeping that frequency up there, you need to be aware of the new spiritual chakra. However, we still have to choose as individuals. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to live in that state of polarity. I'm not going to be in that energy of anger and hate that serves nobody. This is the mastery that we have to learn in order to change the world. I and you have to starve out the scary and the negative parts of us and come into the love and the good. Starve out the hateful. Starve out the polarized. Love the good. Even if they're different from us, this is what we have to do. On November 19th, last Sunday, Mercury conjuncted the Great Attractor. The Great Attractor can bend space and time. It's immensely powerful energy, and this is where so much of our source energy comes from. When a planet from our solar system taps into that degree point, we are able to tap into much higher information, and a much higher spiritual perspective. On the 20th, the moon conjunct Mars and Ceres, who is linked to harvest. Ceres is the goddess of grains, which could indicate a shortage of food, which of course could bring in some more anger. Be conscious of this. It could be in several areas of conflict, terrible areas, where so many innocent people, children, and animals are caught up in some absolutely horrific conditions. We all have to play a part in helping to turn that around. Please don't feel helpless in this. Pray. 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 Our consciousness is one of our strongest weapons. Prayers are heard and answered. On the 22nd, the sun moved into Sagittarius and instantly came up against the square to Saturn in Pisces. Then on Friday, the 24th, Mars moved into Sagittarius and also slammed up against that square to Pisces. Mercury squares the galactic center, so the truth comes out. The truth comes out from the universe, the trailblazer, to make sure that we all do everything differently as we create this new world. Expect changes with the finance and economy of the world, differences in the banking system. It remains to be seen as to how all that will work out. Spirit is still working on it. Gemini is a very much a sign of choice. Blue versus red. Black versus white. Right versus wrong. Collaboration is changing with a new mindset. Try and see if you're going to see things from contraction or from expansion. I'm expanding into the energies of love. The state of expansion opens up to the energies of the galaxy, which is what all the light beings desire and have already had access to. Everything begins with a thought. Louise Hay taught that years ago. Everything begins with a thought, even birth. The thought brings in an emotion. The emotion brings in a vibration. It can be jealousy, hate, greed, or love, joy, and peace. These vibrations can become an addiction when they're negative. And that addiction can bring life cycles over and over again. Why do I always marry my father? Why am I always having the same reaction? Why do I always get fired from a job? Over and over and around it goes. Until you decide to bring up the vibration. There's a book called Molecules of Emotion by Candace Pert. Molecules of Emotion. You can get it on Amazon. And I think it will really enlighten you as to how all this works. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Now we're going to listen to the weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. The full moon is at 5 degrees Gemini on Monday, November 27th. This energy will push you to distance yourself from any closed-minded negative people in the world. Thanks to the recent Thanksgiving holiday, you probably know exactly who they are. If you take a step to end these relationships now, you will be free to express your true self in the upcoming new year. Open your mind to new possibilities. Be social and meet new people. However, don't believe everything you hear, as talkative Mercury is challenging Neptune. This can lead to bigger ideas that will never happen, to get-rich schemes that go bust, or simply feeling Monday's exhaustion after the holiday. It may be hard to get back into the swing of things at work on Monday and Tuesday because your thinking may be a bit cloudy. Better put off important decisions until later in the week. Wednesday and Thursday are upbeat days, perfect for clearing out a backload of work as well as thinking on your feet. On Friday, as December opens, your boss may be on a rampage. Put off expressing your new ideas to avoid baseless rejection. At the same time, communications planet Mercury moves into productive Capricorn for an extra long period, until February 4th. However, the messenger will move backwards into Sagittarius for part of this period as it retrogrades. On Friday evening, the energy begins to soften and blow off. The weekend brings in a highly social vibration. Go holiday shopping with friends and plan a romantic evening with your sweetheart. Saturday offers fun times and getting things done. Yes, you can do both. Sunday is a bit more volatile, so avoid people who may discourage you, overpower your ideas and desires, or try to quell your holiday plans. Overall, this is a very productive week, and Friday evening opens the door to a merry and happy weekend. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and my website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, this is Elizabeth, and I'm back. And now we're going to talk about 2023 and the rest of 2023. As we arrive to December, which is next Friday, after the full moon in Gemini on the 27th, which is tomorrow, please be aware that for most of 2023, the planetary transits that we have gone through are some of the worst and most difficult that we have endured for a long time. You have learned to deal with these fluctuating energies. The astrology tells us when it's time to take an action, time to move back, time to move forward, and time to rest. We are in a duality world. That's the makeup of the planet Earth. December brings us a tide-turning and an energy-shifting month. Thank goodness we're back in fire sign energies. Tide-turning is the key word for December 2023 and for the year of 2024 as well. As 2024 opens, we will be constructing and living our lives in a completely different way. There's a lot of dissolving and letting go happening in December. December is a transitional period. Highlight. Out with the old and in with the new. Over the summer and fall months up until now, we have all been going through a very transitional period. Things changed naturally or because they had to. And you are left with the choice of assimilating and accepting the changes. There's more to come, more that you're going to have to accept. We are still in the year of the rabbit, but on February 10th, we change over to the year of the wood dragon, and Pluto moves into Aquarius at the end of January. In these last 2+ months window of 2023, now through the end of January, beginning of February, we will restructure all of the areas in our life. You will feel compelled by your own experiences and motives to get it right. There will be a reconciliation of a deficit, that something missing in your life in December. Where you have overspent will come back around as you move into austerity and simplicity. You'll be going over your lifestyle and narrow things down. Change or eliminate areas and people in your life to live a more simplistic and authentic life. Your lifestyle completes the process of narrowing down in December so that when 2024 opens, you are ready for new areas of growth and expansion. People are becoming a bit frustrated in December because of the sense of biding the time and holding back. You sense that it's not quite time to leave your comfort zone or safe harbor. People are tired of waiting and are thinking, okay, I'm ready now. I'm ready for a new adventure. This is the main energy of December. People want to move on. They want a different life, but are not yet willing to split from the safety of what they know. There is a feeling of having one foot in front and one foot out forward, like the card Temperance for many people. The saying, be careful for what you wish for, comes into play in December. Some people want to begin the new life while still hanging on to the old. And guess what? That just won't work in the future. It just won't work. In concept, the new beginning sounds real good, but in reality, it can be a bit destabilizing. It could bring in confusion about what your main focus really is. 2024, which we are about to hit on New Year's Eve, will be a main story year. It really can't be anything else. It will be physically impossible not to move forward and to make the progress we've needed to make for years and years in 2024. This all adds up to being pushed out of the comfort zone. For some of you, it will be turning the tide on something that has been destabilized in your life for a long period of time. A reconciliation of sorts. It could be somebody coming back to your life. It could be a child that you feel you lost that comes back home. It could be making up with parents that you haven't talked to in a long time, or finally honoring their memory. There's a realization coming, a turning around, turning the tide. In December, you need to make sure your energetic resources are held in such a way that it will be eventually possible to eventually rise to the greater persona of you. And this is a very egoic period of time. People get stuck in their egos and they can't move forward. We have Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn energies with the Sun and Mars kind of traveling naturally along with Mercury. That is consciously building an ego, a persona, while releasing aspects of ourselves that are not timely anymore, that are not relevant to your life anymore. It's a large-scale burning away of debris, a large-scale donation to some people, the leaving of some territories, things that are clinging on, things that are debris, things that are not functioning well, that are no longer efficient, will come to the forefront here. As we make these changes, our presence will change, our reactions will change around the people that we're in contact and association with. This will be challenging aspects, very challenging at this time. We are in the final degrees of Pluto in Capricorn. We have a very strong ego-building energy at this time. Beyond ego-building, we have a strong impression made on the people around us, on the world, and our circumstances that we're in. This creates a feeling of pressure in this situation. This is something we truly have to scrutinize leading into 2024, because some of us cannot function well under such pressure coming into our lives. A big part of December is accepting the new forms of limitations. It's not only limitation, but the realization that something has been taken on that is not well structured. So you need to think about what you took on that may be a little difficult or not working out. There's been an error, so we must work through that and accept it. Now we have to readjust and understand the energy of contractual obligation. There's a big thing about changing contracts in December, especially soul contracts. And we're going to have a Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius, which will go direct on January 1st and move into Capricorn. And that will align with Pluto in late Capricorn. January will be very much about starting contracts. December is a realignment and thinking period, which has been all of 2023, and I think we're tired of it. However, the 2023 Astro cycle and Rabbit cycle is very much erratic, like, I can't do this here, but I can do it here. I can't do both. What are the pros and the cons of both sides? This can make you feel edgy in the mind. There have been so many different momentums and directions that cannot coexist, which we are holding in our minds, trying to decide how to proceed. Should I go or should I stay? We're holding on to different opposition points because of fear to committing to one different polarity, and fear of not making the right choice. We have a major collective ego battle going on right now, big time. What if I make the wrong choice? What if I don't support the right people, the right side? As everything starts to fragment, and it will, new types of fractures happen, where we can't associate ourselves with some people anymore. We didn't expect this to happen. Like, this is chaos happening. There's nothing that we can do other than get our own systems more efficient and then take it from there. There seems to be a lot of resounding ripples, but you can't change this one little thing at this point. That's gone. From 2020 to 2023, you could change one little thing and everything starts to work, right? That's starting to change, and we find we have to reassess the entire context of the situation. We find that we have to take more grand actions, and 2024 is going to be a year of grand actions and grand outcomes as well, especially on the world stage and in politics. based on some of the contractual energy points that January 2024 is going to require, which will be the end of the Capricorn season between January 19th and January 29th. That 10-day window will be a very powerful time, especially politically and on the world stage, when the sun activates the Pluto cusp, when people will have to make some very long-pondered decisions. I know we aren't at January yet, but if you know this energy is coming in advance, then December is when you can plan and perhaps get clear-minded about your pros and cons and about what direction you think you're going to have to move into. Well, of course we can't plan ahead and know everything. In 2024, many of us will make plans that will just have to be canceled because of other matters. We're going to have to be strong. We're going to have the ability to say no, to realize that things aren't working and let go, to force ourselves to quit and not hang in because we think that's consistency or loyalty. We think we can improve ourselves by not giving up, by persevering. This is the energy that's present right now, and this energy is not productive and will not work any longer. A decision must be made. We have to cultivate and strengthen the feelings of having consistency in our life, but not forcing ourselves. This can become a very dark energy sometimes, whereby some idea or perseverance, we are forcing ourselves to be somewhere where we don't need to be. This will be a major part of December, because a lot of us will have to withdraw from something or perhaps go all in. That half and half, in and out, something is gone in 2024. So it's a big month that we're coming into. Besides, it's also holiday month. So I guess we're going to be kept pretty busy in many, many ways. Now, we're going to take our break, and I have for you something wonderful. The high energy particles. I'm going to explain it to you and tell you what's going on the other side of the galaxy. I'll be back next week with a lot more information about 2023 and 2024. So we're going to our break. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out on VBSRadio.com. See you on the other side.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birthday, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and I want to share some news with you that I feel is extremely, extremely important to our balance and our future. Ever since 2014, when the new spiritual chakras were given to me, they were downloaded, I have been drawing them and organizing them, learning them, and understanding them. My desire is for this information to become worldwide. Then, in March of 2023, right after I was very ill, I had a knowing and a vision about an arc in the universe, an arc in our solar system. I called it the Ark of the Covenant, and I wrote about it on the website. The website is new-visions.com. I also spoke about this on my radio show, Let's Find Out, on bbsradio.com. The new higher energy was going to be coming in from the other side of the Milky Way. I also instructed everybody as to how to access this energy by sitting in the moonlight near a lake or a body of water if you can, by meditating and opening up your crown chakra to allow the energy to flow through your body. I said it was coming from a ray on the other side of the universe. This was my knowing. This was my channeling. On November 24th, 2023, an article came out in Yahoo News, and the title of the article is Mysterious Cosmic Ray Observed in Utah Came from the Other Side of the Galaxy, scientists say. Space scientists seeking to understand the enigmatic origins of powerful cosmic rays have detected an extremely rare ultra-high energy particle that they believe traveled to the Earth from beyond the Milky Way galaxy. The energy of this subatomic particle, which is invisible to the naked eye, is equivalent to dropping a brick on your toe from waist high, according to the authors of new research published Thursday in the Journal of Science. It rivals the single most energetic cosmic ray ever observed, the Oh My God particle that was detected in 91. Cosmic rays are charged particles that travel through space and rain down on Earth constantly. Low-energy cosmic rays can emanate from the sun, but extremely high-energy ones are exceptional. They are thought to travel to Earth from other galaxies and extra-galactic sources. If you held out your hand, one cosmic ray goes through the palm of your hand every second, but those are really low-energy rays. These are the energy rays that we can gather and work through while using the healing modality Reiki. When you get out to these really high-energy cosmic rays, it's more like one per square kilometer per century. It's never going to go through your hand. Despite years of research, the exact origin of these high-energy particles still aren't clear. They are thought to be related to the most energetic phenomena in the universe, such as those involving black holes, gamma-ray bursts, and active galactic nuclei. But the biggest discovered so far appears to originate from voids or empty space, where no violent celestial events have taken place. Tracking high-energy cosmic rays. The recently discovered particle, nicknamed the Amaterasu particle after the sun goddess in Japanese mythology, was spotted by a cosmic ray observatory in Utah's West Desert, known as the Telescope Array. The Telescope Array, which started operating in 2008, is made up of 507 ping-pong table-sized surfaces covering 700 square feet. It has observed more than 30 ultra-high energy cosmic rays, but none bigger than the Amaterasu particle, which struck the atmosphere above Utah on May 27, 2021, raining secondary particles to the ground where they were picked up by detectors, according to the study. This is phenomenal. All of this verifies everything that I have seen in my third eye in my consciousness since 2014. You can look at how many particles hit each detector, and that tells you what the energy of the primary cosmic ray was. The event triggered 23 of the surface detectors with a calculated energy of about 244 extra electron volts. The Oh My God particle detected more than 30 years ago was 320 extra electron volts. For reference, one extra electron volt equals 1 billion gigaelectron volts, and 1 billion gigaelectron volts is about 1 billion electron volts. That would make the Amaterasu particle huge. By comparison, the typical energy of an electron on the polar aura is 40,000 electron volts. An ultra-high energy cosmic ray carries tens of millions of times more energy than any human-made particle accelerator, such as the Large Hadron Collider, the most powerful accelerator ever built. What is required is a region of very high magnetic fields, like a supersized LHC. So to me, what is required is a group of high meditators that have been able to bring up their vibration in order to receive this energy. The source is very, very rare, and the particles are dissipated into the vast universe, so the chance of one hitting the Earth is tiny. The atmosphere largely protects humans from any harmful effects from these particles, though the cosmic rays, sometimes can cause computer glitches. The particles and space radiation more broadly pose a greater risk to astronauts, with the potential to cause structural damage to their DNA and altering many cellular processes. However, I really feel that this source is going to be what is contained in our new astral light bodies. Very interesting. I'm so excited about all this. It's a mysterious source. The source of these ultra-ray high-energy particles baffles scientists. When their trajectory are tracked back, the rays appear to be sort of random. When their trajectories are traced back, there appears to be nothing high-energy enough to produce such particles. The amatasa particles specifically seem to originate from what is known as the local void, an empty area of space bordering the Milky Way galaxy. I'll tell you where it comes from. It comes from the second universe. When I had my out-of-body experience in 1989 on Maui, Hawaii, I was taken through three universes, up through seven rings of light to the local where the masters live. I documented this in my book, Unlimited Realities, that you can get at Amazon.com. It was published in 2017 and is very detailed about my experience. This is not craziness. This is true. The local void, more than likely, is the entrance to the second universe. The energy is being sent to bring the first universe and planet Earth up to a higher vibration. If you take the two highest energy events, the one we just found and the Oh My God particle, those don't even seem to point to anything. It should be something relatively close. Astronomers with physical telescopes can't see anything really big and really violent. It comes from a region that looks like local empty space. It's a void. So, what the heck is going on? Well, what's going on is that Source wants to bring up the vibration of the lower universes to try to eliminate all the danger, hate, and ugliness that's going on and return us to a calmer, wonderful existence where we can just be who we are. An expansion to the telescope array may provide some answers. Once completed, 500 new detectors will allow the telescope array to capture cosmic ray-induced particle showers across 2,900 square kilometers, about 1,120 square miles, in an area nearly the size of Rhode Island. Of course, they're going to do more research and try to work out on a physical plane exactly what this energy is about and where it's coming from. But you high meditators, you wonderful light people, you healers, you people who are so well connected and so well with your channeling information, know really what all this is. I'm so thrilled to read about this. I hope that you like me giving you the information. Again, it's on Yahoo News. And when you search, look for ultra-high energy particles. It's been a pleasure to give you this information. We've come to the end of our program tonight, and I'll be back next week with a lot more information about December and 2024. We're closing with There's a New World Coming by Elizabeth Hepburn, and then we'll have The Moonlight on the Window along with The Meditation and Richard, giving us the higher vibration for our ascension. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week, and good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry. Out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it, and everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed, stay in that position, and listen to Richard Shulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.